Well, you know, last hour, it's kind of funny. We were talking about sometimes how comedy shows are perceived, you know, those late night shows or some news shows which are more opinion, you know, get coverage as if, you know, they're, you know, actually journalistic representations of such.
Right, like Saturday Night Live. Right.
Exactly right. You know, why that gets attention, why people pay certain attention to things that are said or done. And Elon Musk was the host this past week. And one of the stories you're hearing about today is how apparently the ratings were great. Uh-huh. It's like third highest or something like that for the season. And a couple of things from the show, which I find just incredible. Apparently at one point, he was making a joke about cryptocurrency.
Oh, yes.
On the Weekend Update segment, he played a bow-tied financial expert trying to explain the cryptocurrency to the anchors of the segment. After vainly trying to explain the cryptocurrency.
Dogecoin?
Yeah. His character, again, this is Elon Musk, in a comedy sketch on a comedy show, said, "Yeah, this is all a hustle." And apparently prices dropped in the hour after the show began.
Yeah, based on something he would say, yeah. A billionaire.
I do not understand cryptocurrency, and I haven't tried to understand it either. So.
But why, again, in a comedy sketch on a comedy show, why would that cause? In a comedy sketch on a comedy show, people pay attention like it's some kind of representation of the truth.
Because of who said it.
Well, someone who did a good job of explaining it on Sunday morning was Rick Edelman. He spent about an hour talking about cryptocurrency and Doge. I think he called it doggy coin. But it was interesting. And how he pointed out, when you set that up, if you lose your password or if you pass away and your heirs don't have your password, goodbye money.
Yeah, there was a famous case of that, and I can't remember who it was.
It takes money to buy it. Why do I want to do that? Why don't I just use my money? I don't know anything about it.
Yeah, well, in some cases, they're looking at it as being a competitive to the government printing of money.
Yeah, well, I understand that. I understand that part of it. But I go back to what I said. It's not what was said. It was who said it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly.
We're just one of their characters, one of their regular actors that did it. Nobody cared.
But he mm-hmm. was, again.
But he talks about currency all the time. So,
but doing show as a dressed up as a bow-tied financial expert, which he's not. he may have insight to it, but playing on a comedy show on a comedy segment, this is the kind of thing that bothers me that it's taken seriously. It's like
being one of the richest men in the world. Some people would say, yeah, maybe he is a financial expert.
Well, yeah,
and he deals in those currencies. He's talked about them many times. So, you know, it doesn't surprise me that his words would be taken that way.
Well, it surprises me. And if that's the case, then people—if people took it seriously and caused themselves some kind of difficulty, then, you know, shame on you for being involved in the first place.
Yeah, absolutely.
In the same way, on the same episode, apparently there was a skit done, again featuring Elon Musk and some of the actors. And I don't understand all of it. It was supposed to be some skit titled Gen Z Hospital, and a bunch of characters that were using slang terms that apparently are used, as they say here, in the African-American vernacular English, based on some of the terminology and word usage in that community. And apparently there was offense taken to it, trying to suggest that Saturday Night Live was trying to show that it was more a Gen Z thing than an African-American vernacular English. But again, it was a comedy show. Saturday Night Live, for all its life, has done humor that's gone over the top. I'll say stereotypical in many ways. Having laughs at what people represent cultures to, all of them, doesn't matter what it is. And people are, again, maybe it's just the times we're living. Look how many comedians have come out and talked about this. Dave Chappelle, your Chris Rocks, your Jerry Seinfelds, even Billy Crystal recently. Sure. You know, he just said, you know, comedy's in trouble because people are taking us seriously. And unfortunately, there's probably some comedians who would try to put themselves into serious natures of some of the things that they say.
Well, I would say that Musk's appearance then on the show was highly successful at getting done what they wanted done.
They got attention.
Being noticed. Exactly. We're sitting here talking about them.
Usually, though, when you have those big names, I mean, they get attention for, you know, going out of their element and doing something that they're not known for in some kind of comedy work. And, you know, the people take it that way. At least it used to be that way, you know, but apparently not anymore. It's just like, okay, again.
That goes back to what I said. Who said it?
Late night shows are late night shows. Comedy shows are comedy shows. Commentary are commentary. It's not news. Lighten up. Anyway. 850 on WSGW.
Elon Musk thanks you for the attention.
No, I'm sure he does. Like he needs it.
Hey, Rick sent a text saying, the bigger question is, how much of the cryptocurrency did he purchase after he made that statement? <about a price drop? laughs> Did he profit on his own words?
Well, let's throw that conspiracy out there. They did it on purpose. No, no, no.